Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Today's episode of The Schick and Nick Show brought to you by Revolution Wraps. They produce large format graphics, quality installations for very cool vehicle graphics, window and wall graphics, interior and exterior signage, and trade show displays. For 20% off your next project, visit the website at revolutionwraps.com/Schick and Nick or mention this ad when you contact them. Time for the pot.
Sox for the win!
Tell them the press box.
You know, I don't know where they're putting the media, but obviously Sip had some issues.
It's unfortunate, you
know, that game. Missed the shot.
It's unfortunate. I think Sip was at Applebee's or Chili's watching it. That's where he was. Or at Perkins, where you can get two sunny side eggs, a side of hotcakes, and it's hard telling when you're eating hotcakes.
I thought the Lincoln Journal Star sent him to Indianapolis, and he just didn't see it.
He missed it.
Hard tell from the press box. Couldn't see Jalen.
Couldn't
see Jalen Suggs there. I'm sorry. It's hard telling from the press box. It's just waiting.
Hard telling from the press box.
Was that when there was some booze and someone asked during the... Why would Sip have... Did like Pelini ask Sip? Okay, you're nodding. You're giving me the nod like you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm giving you the Kyle D'Elia.
You're D'Elia-ing the crap out of me right now. Give it to me. What's this? What was the background of that?
I believe it was either the Kansas or Oklahoma game or something. I thought it was Kansas or Kansas State, one of those Big 12 days.
I forget the name of the team. I apologize. No, it wasn't Kansas. It was Kansas State. I apologize.
It was Montana, and I was thinking... I want to say it was like Idaho or Idaho State. I forget which one it was. It was one of the non-conference games. I forget the name of the team. I apologize. No, it wasn't Montana. It was Wyoming. I apologize.
2 minutes in, we're already playing the hits. Okay, I'm sorry.
I believe that there was, yes, some booing or some fans that just weren't behaving.
Some murmurs. You know,
yeah, some murmurs, and I believe Bo said something to the effect of, this is a post-practice.
Ah.
This wasn't post-game. This was post-practice. And Bo said something like, well, you heard it, guys, right? You heard it. And he looked at all of us. I was there, and he looks at Sip. And Sip's like, I'm not going there. I'm a Nebraska fan.
It's hard telling the press box.
Is that the biggest cop-out ever? I mean, Sip.
It's hard telling in the press box.
I don't know. I don't know, Bo. I couldn't hear it. It's hard telling. I mean, come on.
There's no cheering in the press box.
It's hard telling in the press box.
Bo gave him the death stare, and it was in Sip kind of hedged big time there.
Unless it's the Bill Callahan era, there's no booing in the press box.
It's hard telling in the press box.
The only time it's unfortunate, our one stint together in the press box was pretty epic. There was an NBA playoff game going on during the spring game, so your boy was distracted.
I remember taking a picture of you in the media gathering space watching an NBA playoff game before the spring game was taking place, and it was like you're Nirvana.
Oh, I was pumped. I was crunked. But, that makes sense. I thought for some reason, I always thought that was a post-game. That was a post-practice.
Post-practice.
All right,
post-practice.
Got it.
Yep. That's what it was. That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Speaking of which, we'll get to the Jalen Suggs and everything in a moment. You couldn't get enough of hearing yourself talk on Twitter about that game.
Well, hey, hold on. Hold the phone there, brother from another mother. Your boy. So we went to Kim's parents' house.
Yeah.
For a little get together for Easter. And so I watched the first half of the game at Kim's parents. Luckily I recorded it.
And so I
was like a full hour behind everyone.
That makes sense.
So I like all the live in the moment stuff. So and I did a good job. I mean, I tucked my phone face down in another room. I almost went out back, got a shovel, buried it, because I'll be damned if I get spoiled for what happened in this game. It's not happening. I mean, my discipline was incredible, because I didn't want to see any text, anything at all pop up at all. So I was I didn't experience it with everyone. I was like a full hour. So I am like fast forwarding, groaning to myself. And finally I was like, Kim, you got to come over here and watch this. I know you don't care at all, but I saw a movie. It's like I finally saw Forrest Gump and I hopped on Twitter. I'm like, guys, Lieutenant Dan, anyone? Like, are you still on that? Well, that was an hour ago. All right.
That's all I have to say about the game.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Life is like a Drew Timmy. Never know what you're going to get.
His mustache smelled like cigarettes.
They're sending me into quarantine. This whole other country. Say bye-bye, Mark Few. They're sending me into quarantine.
So bye-bye, Jenny. They sending me to Vietnam. This is whole other country.
This whole other country.
Okay, but yeah, so I was behind.
So that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because,
are you talking about my barrage this morning?
No, I mean, like at 11:56 p.m. Eastern, which I guess was probably about 25 minutes after it ended.
Yeah.
You said your tweet was, I'm still in a state of shock.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen a better college basketball game.
I'm still feeling it.
Final four, both teams making shots, incredibly tight the whole way, amazing finish, undefeated title run, storyline stays alive, simply magnificent.
I would retweet that. If I follow whoever that guy sounds like he knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
And then Timmy B had to respond to you let you know that he was watching the game too.
Oh, yeah. I was emotional last night.
Nick, I'll actually say for back and forth drama, this one was better than Nova UNC. And no, it wasn't a title game, but getting there can be as intense.
Timmy B.
Thanks, Tim.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Then you went on about them scoring 90. And then this made me feel like you were next door to me because you were talking like people in this neighborhood where you said, seriously, y'all.
You know what? My initial one was seriously, guys. I said, seriously, you guys. And I went,
nope.
Probably got to include the ladies. So I went with y'all.
That is true.
Yeah.
You can get burned on that.
I know.
I got burned on that a couple weeks ago.
I didn't want to say, seriously, you guys. Like, I mean, that's not exactly right.
That's exactly right.
I was accused a couple weeks ago of being misogynistic because I referred to his laptop, but it could have been his or hers laptop.
True, that's true. Oh, on the loose ball?
Yeah.
Crikey.com. That's not good. But yeah.
That's how I always refer to it. But yeah, so seriously, y'all, sports doesn't give you a ton of those. Soak it up. I'm still just speechless at how good that game was.
I mean, and here we are, 23 hours removed. Are you still floating and thinking about it and... That game made me feel things that I haven't felt in a while.
So much so that 10 hours ago you tweeted the NBA Jam team of Juzang and Haquez would be legit.
Would it not? You're telling me and you get some gushers. We're sitting on a beanbag. We break out NBA Jam, and you have an option of Hakez and Juzang. You're not choosing that? You're lying to me.
I'm choosing Juzang.
There you are.
It was great. That's great.
It was great, Graham. Let's wrap it up. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Shake a Dick. Catch you next week.
That game was nothing short of
wonderful.
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 By the way, for those wondering who that is a guy, Chuck from Oklahoma, who called into our show back in the day. And he said something about our show, and I was like, yeah, you know, we were talking about a game. Like, yeah, they play tomorrow night. And he's like,
wonderful.
It was like so misplaced. So we had to clip it.
That's like, I mean, wonder. That just doesn't work using that word there. But that was it was a wonderful game.
It was wonderful.
Wonderful.
So it was an incredible game. Or as Doc would say, hey, what a great game.
Man, what a great game.
There's so many good things about it. But by the time people are listening to this, national championship
problem,
game.
Right?
Yeah, I know, right? Like it's
you
national
want to
championship game
it
might
for
be
a little bit. Well, real quick though, can we take two and a half minutes?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Because I'm always hesitant to go hyperbolic and definitive statement. You know, I hedge it like that's what I think that might be, probably, could be, potentially.
Yeah, LeBron went on a huge limb, and said, got to be honest, that might be one of the best games I've seen in quite a while.
Yeah, right. You're like, whoa.
Easy
there. Slow it down. All right.
Go on out a firm branch, please.
Should I go out on a firm Dion branch here? I mean, Schick, I am serious. I'm really trying to rack my brain. I've seen better finishes.
Creighton, Wichita State, Anthony
Creighton, Wichita State, one of the best ever, you know? Creighton, Rhode Island, first round NIT, 2008, one of the best finishes you'll ever see. Creighton, DePaul, first game of the season my senior year, we rallied back. I mean, that game went toe-to-toe with Gonzaga, UCLA. Book, my man Book, Booker Woodfox, Wichita State. I mean, come on. But I'm really trying to think if I've seen a better basketball game, taking everything into consideration. Stakes, what it looked like from start to finish, how clean the game was. Did one team, you know, pee their pants? Or did both teams, were both teams balling, just one come up short? You think about Villanova and North Carolina. That had a better finish because, you know, that was for a title. You think about Game 7, 2016, Warriors-Cavs, Kyrie shot. Better finish because it's Game 7 is a shot. But that game, if you go back and watch that game was terrible.
Right.
I know it feels crazy and like, whoa. I don't know if I've ever seen a better basketball game.
Or I mean, you could start doing the list of best games you've seen, right? I mean, it's got to be up there. It has to be up there.
What do you throw not to do? Like, all right, die 5, 1, 16, 20. Best games in this sport could be football, basketball, baseball. Best games. Light up the phone lines right now.
Let's go to Bob here. Bob, what do you got here? 9516020.
Hey guys, just wanted to throwing this out in there. I don't know if you believe this or not, but 1980 Olympics, United States versus Soviet Union. Great game, big stakes, Cold War, everything. Hard to argue.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that. 9516020. Anybody else? Anybody else have any thoughts on best games you've ever seen?
All right, let's go to Larry in Lexington, Nebraska. You have a thought, Larry?
Yes. I think the game of the century, Nebraska-Oklahoma, Johnny Rogers punt return, best game of everything in my life. Thank you.
All right, very good. 9516020. Let's go to Dale in central Nebraska. Dale, you're on 1620 The Zone. How are you?
I do real well. Just want to tell you that, did you remember when Ravenna went to Bellevue West for that high school basketball game? Drake Baronic just lit it up, man. That was unbelievable. Better than that game I saw the other night.
951-1620.
Let's go to here's another one. Let's go to Mark and Millard. Mark, you're on 1620 of the Zone.
Did you guys watch the state championship game between Millard North and Bellevue West 3 weeks ago? It's the best game I've ever seen in my life.
Right, so I think
Millard.
That's the list.
Yeah, that's
I think
the list.
That's the list.
And we just hit it. We just hit on it there.
That's the list. What we were talking about on Sunday morning on ESPN Radio, Matt Schickmeyer and Metcalf.
Right.
And by telling your smart speaker to say play ESPN. Such a robot. Is does the Suggs shot, does the legacy get diminished if they don't beat Baylor, which will be tonight, you know, for those listening on a Monday? And my response is yes, it does get diminished.
Probably.
Like Leitner's shot against Kentucky is huge, but it wouldn't be as significant if they didn't win the national championship. I go back to Carlton Fisk, home run, game six, waving it fair, stay fair against the Reds. It stays fair, home run, rounds the bases, walk-off home run. They lose the next game, lose the World Series, right? It's not as significant. So they got to finish it off. Gonzaga's got to finish it off. So for that moment, but for the game as a whole, self-contained, yes, it's on the list. It's absolutely on the list.
I hadn't thought about that for some reason. I hadn't thought about what if they go lose, what does that do to the game? I've just been so wrapped up in the aftermath of the...
I don't know if it does anything to the game, but it does something to the moment.
Sure,
of
to
Suggs
the end.
The shot.
Yes, right.
But it was unbelievable. It was just a great...
It just felt like it was both teams played almost flawlessly, especially UCLA. It truly felt like UCLA played the perfect game. And, both teams making shots. It just, I just feel like from start to finish, I'm hard-pressed to say that I've seen a better game in my life than, a better basketball game than that one.
It felt like a repeat of Creighton Gonzaga.
For what? A minute?
Well, it was, and then they tipped the ball off, and then they played.
Yeah, then they lined up, and then it was not even close to the same.
Yeah, I know.
Mikey.
But, yeah, that was
You know what I want more than anything?
Just terrific.
And people are going to be watching. I want, you know, like before a big UFC or boxing match, they have the face-off between two guys where they stare each other down. I just want Baylor's Matthew Meyer and Drew Timmy, a mullet with, handlebar mustache, stare off, and then post it 100 years from now, say, what sport was this going to be for?
You'd be like, well, I don't know, but who won the arm wrestling contest?
Was that from the movie Over the Top Sylvester Stallone? I mean,
that's right. Geez. Turn the hat backwards.
It's on. Drew Timmy time. Here we go. You know? But man, was that an incredible game. I just don't, there's a lot of good, I think Cowherd always had the analogy of, there could be a good movie. Usual Suspects, not a great movie, great finish. Not a good movie. Don't confuse good finish for good movie, right? That's how, but that's, it kind of applies. Don't confuse Game 7, 2016 Finals, Kyrie, LeBron, good finish wasn't a good game. This was a good game that had a good finish, high stakes. I'm just, at this point, I'm all in on it,
It's like Lorenzo Charles.
Yes.
NC State against Houston. Great finish. What was it, 52-48? What was that score?
Come on.
All right, okay.
I mean, this was 93-90, everybody making shots. This was just simply, what's the best football game you've ever seen?
Rose Bowl. Rose Bowl, 05? Texas-USC.
Yeah.
Rose Bowl, Texas-USC.
That's the first one that came to my mind. For some reason, I always will, was it the Fiesta Bowl, Oklahoma, Boise State?
Mm-hmm.
One's always sticks with me.
That was good.
But it's hard to argue.
In terms of stakes, right?
Stakes, living up to the hype, great play. 05 Rose Bowl is as good as it gets.
And it also has to do with, the stage, that you're on, right? It's a big part of it. It's a big part of it.
It is.
Stage is at its biggest and the brights are at its lightest. That's what it's all about.
Again, we've talked about it before. The best part about it is that I reiterate it like I stand by what I just said. That's what it's all about.
Stage is at its biggest, and the brights are at its lightest. That's what it's all about.
It's like the hokey pokey. The stage is at its biggest, and the brights are at its lightest. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around.
That's what it's all about.
All right, that was a clip from back in the day. So there's a few things we need to get to here.
What do you have on your mind, brother?
First of all, you don't tell me what to do.
You don't smoke peyote.
Well, first of all, you don't smoke peyote. That's one thing you don't know.
So you...
Whoa.
There's big jealousy going on here because I've worked with this guy for many years. You've known him for longer. But you had Jay Billis on your podcast.
That's
what kind of
exactly
reaction did you get? The Nick Baugh podcast, by the way, brought to you by
Pella Windows, Doors, and Runza and White Castle Roofing.
Oh, wow. Okay, you get them all now.
Done some good things.
He's good. It's almost like when you disagree with him or set him up in a way that frames the question where he can tell you disagree, he's in a courtroom.
Yeah.
And you're going to be
murder.
Overruled.
Crushed.
Overruled immediately and convicted of third-degree murder, even if the charge is jaywalking.
That's it. I feel like if you engage with Billis, the jury is going to find me guilty instantaneously at the end of Jay's point. Because we didn't even necessarily... I didn't want to get into like a debate with certain things, but get his thoughts on paying players and transfers, all this stuff. And man, his litigation background... I mean, his law background makes him incredibly talented when he is trying to make a point.
So it was good. It was a good little back and forth, more of a back than forth.
Well,
but
let's be honest, yeah. I mean,
it was like, just ask the question, get out of the way, and let him go.
Me. Yeah. But it was kind of like Billy Madison, you know, the music part where Billy tried to then play like the saxophone and it was terrible. I was like, he's good. Jay would make a point. I'd be like, yeah, like name, image, and likeness, and you're pretty good at talking. That's one of the most underrated scenes in Billy Madison to me for some reason. Whenever I think of any, like just someone way overmatched, that's the scene I always come up with.
He just blows on the oboe.
It's the perfect,
whatever.
And the noise that comes out of the instrument is perfect from Adam Sandler in that moment. It is so bad. It doesn't even resemble a musical tone at all.
He's good.
That's how I felt.
It was great. And at the end, though, man, like, it doesn't get much better than this.
Hope all is well, and I thank you for coming on my pod again, man.
Always a pleasure, brother. Thanks for having me.
Wow.
Give you a...
Hold on.
Always a pleasure, brother? He gave you a brother?
Always a pleasure, brother. Thanks for having me.
Okay, tell me. If someone doesn't know anything about anything and they just listen to that back and forth, would you say, are these two guys acquaintances? Okay, friends, good friends, best friends. You tell me.
I mean,
certainly not acquaintances.
It's hard to disagree that you and him at one point shared a lease on an apartment.
Would you buy it? You would buy that potentially has happened.
Always a pleasure, brother. Thanks for having me.
Wow.
Okay.
That guy, because I basically sent him a text like, listen, I'm going to put this out here. If you don't like it, you can send it right back. But me and you talk about the Final Four on my podcast.
Want to say something? Want to put it out there? And if you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back. I want to be on you.
Wait.
That's pretty much what my text was to him. I'm going to say something. If you don't like it, you can send it right back. I want you to be on me, my pod.
Wait.
No, that's not what I meant.
Wait.
Jay. And he was all about it. That guy is just,
great.
I mean,
good. Yeah,
it's just,
he's always good.
Even Michael always Spear good. Was just like, how did you get Jay at the Final Four? I'm like, I don't know. The guy has just always made time for me and been nice to me, and it's just, who would have thought? Well, being nice to
people,
it's good.
And it's good that you don't, you know, it's not like you're asking him like once a month, hey, my pod, do you want to come on again?
You taught me every Thursday for 4 hours. If it's not too much to ask, let me know. I mean, I've asked him twice. I mean, every time I've asked, we're 2 for 2, but a big part of the reason we're 2 for 2 is because your boy doesn't ask a lot.
You don't ask a lot.
No. That's exactly right. That's all I got responses to, by the way. I tweeted out like, hey, I even teased it on the next Nick Bob podcast, and I just put a picture of Jay like, check it out. And all the responses were Chicken Nick just, that's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
That is just the best.
Oh, it makes you feel good. Feel real good.
It does.
Let me ask you a question, Nick. If you had like a brand, like maybe it's your name, maybe it's your individual pod that you have, maybe it's the Chicken Nick pod, and you wanted to, you know, maybe get your name out there a little bit, get your brand out there a little bit without you even having to think about it. What do you think would be maybe a good way to do that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe going to Revolution Raps and you put something on your vehicle, you put something on, you know, with the interior, exterior signage, trade show displays. I mean, maybe do a little something like that. That's the beauty of Revolution Raps, especially their vehicle wraps. You can be selling and growing your brand all the time, no matter what you are doing. You're driving around, you're driving on Dodd Street, you're driving on 27th Street in Lincoln, you're driving on Interstate 80. People are seeing your vehicle, they are seeing your brand, and you are continuing to grow it. Let's just thank God that when I'm changing in my vehicle at various parking lots across the United States, thank God I don't have a Nick Baugh Revolution wrapper on my car, because that'd be a dead giveaway, Shicky.
They would knock on the window and say, hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
It's like, well, I'm getting dressed. Shouldn't be doing that, but thanks. But you knew it was me because of the vehicle wrap, which increases your visibility 24/7, 365. Lowest cost, highest impact form of advertising. And they do, you know, all types of coverage, from full wraps, partial wraps, to decals as well. Check them out at RevolutionWraps.com, one of the nation's leading providers of high definition, large format graphics. Check them out. And as we mentioned, they're locally owned. They do everything in-house, from design to production to installation. And if you mention Schick and Nick, mention this ad when you contact them, or go to RevolutionWraps.com/Schick and Nick. You'll get 20% off your next project. It's Revolution Wraps, proud sponsor of the Schick and Nick Show. We got a few other things to get to. One, did you hear this? We did this on that ESPN show I was telling you about. And someone posted on Twitter and said, you got to put that and let Nick listen to this.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So one of the great things about the NCAA tournament is that you are exposed to everyone's Q&A in the Zoom, right? Because these are all accessible now, right? They're all accessible. So they had the Zoom out there, and there were, let's just say, a couple of people had some issues. Let's start here with our mutual friend, Jeff Goodman, who is now with Stadium Sports and Watch Stadium. This was him trying to Zoom it up with Scott Drew after the semifinal win.
Jeff Goodman?
Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
When did your relationship with Mark Few start?
You keep breaking up. What are you saying, Jeff?
I was saying, where did your relationship with Mark start? How did it start?
All right, Coach, we'll go to another question here. Andre Monroe.
Hey. right, so there's Jeff Goodman. There's so many great farces. Like he's underwater or he's about to land on the moon. Either one.
Or his body has been overtaken by a robot. Like
Stephen Hawking, the late Stephen Hawking, checking out Scott Drew Zoom.
Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I love Scott's like, no, I can hear you. It's quite possibly the best connection I've ever heard in my life. Go ahead.
Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
No, you can't, you liar.
Okay. So, hours later, with Mark Few.
Jeff again?
See if anything was resolved.
Jeff Goodman.
Mark, you got me? Can you hear me?
No, not hearing you, Jeff.
So Mark comes from the look, Scott's a nice guy, first time in the national championship game, first time in the Final Four, all that's good. Mark's gonna just tell you what, you know.
No, not hearing you, Jeff.
I don't like it just as much as you don't like it, but I can't hear you. Okay, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but next question.
Mark, you got me.
Seriously.
Mark, you got me.
I mean, is this sound, that truly sounds like the Matt Damon on the movie The Martian. He is on Mars. Jeff Goodman is on Mars at this point.
Scott, can you hear me? Mark, you got me.
What happened to Jeff?
Okay.
Jeff goes live with Doster every day. Like, you would think after every day, I know they're not necessarily Zooming, but like, maybe they are, I don't know. So, I would have thought if there's two dudes that got that down, it is Doster and it is Jeff Goodman.
No doubt.
Those dudes stay on a live, some sort of Zoom, Skype.
Every day, my Twitter feed is inundated with Rob Doster and Jeff Goodman going live about some field of 68. Get out of my feed!
Hey. So that surprises me that Jeff went to Mars.
Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mark, you got me.
No, I'm not hearing you, Jeff.
No. I mean, maybe that's the difference. Like, you know what the difference? You know, there are two types of people. If you got a big piece of ketchup right on your face, one person will just hope that it falls and not say anything, and one person will be like, hey, man, you got ketchup all over your face. We know what kind of person Scott Drew is and what kind of person Mark Few is.
That's right.
Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mark, you got me.
No, not hearing you, Jeff.
Not going to sugarcoat it,
Scott,
Jeff.
Scott, did I get it off my face? Am I good? Ketchup, I get it off my face?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mark, did I get it? Mark, did I? All right, I got it, right? Did I get it?
No, not hearing you, Jeff.
I mean, shouts out to Mark Few, keeping it real.
Mark, you got me.
Yes, I can hear you.
It goes from yes, I can hear you to I didn't pick up a single
thing. I mean, nothing changed.
Scott, can you hear me? Mark, you got me.
So we did that, and I hadn't heard it. Someone had gotten that for us. I didn't hear it till it aired.
Oh Lord, okay.
So we did like 3 minutes on this thing,
of course,
right?
Yeah, you got enough that for all
national ESPN radio. Yeah. So I texted Jeff, and I said,
"Look at you, got Jeff Goodman's digis."
Well, you got Jay, I got Jeff. Check and mate.
I admire your skills. See if I can win the next round.
So I said, Jeff, we just ran some Zoom audio on ESPN Radio. My stomach hurts from laughing, listening to your underwater questions to Drew and Few. He goes, ha, 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 my damn AirPods weren't working. 3! He said, could you hear me at all? Because who goes back and listens? He didn't go back and listen. I said, it was hilarious. Sounded like Stephen Hawking, though. Could barely make it out. He said, I had great questions also, LOL, LOL. I said it was an entire segment on our show. He tweets back. He said, I shouldn't have asked Drew while I was listening to Miley Cyrus. Because she was performing. And then he said, I appreciate you crushing me. And then I sent him the segment. He said, oh, man, that's tremendous. So
okay, there we go. Good Jeff Goodman. So, shouts out to him.
Mark, you got me.
Honestly.
Scott, can you hear me?
You would think he is wandering on a planet. He found a radio signal, and he's trying to call home. And it's like, can anyone hear me? Can anybody hear this?
Scott, can you hear me? Wendy, your relationship with Mark
You keep breaking up. What are you saying, Jeff?
I was saying, where did your relationship with Mark start?
You know what it almost sounds like? It sounds like if you took the robot that asked Pelini about the black shirts and even filtered his voice even more. That's it. When did your relationship with Mark Few start?
I was saying, where did your relationship with Mark start?
That's terrible.
All right.
not hearing you, Jeff.
Yeah, all right, thank you. No. So yeah,
that's almost like Sean
that.
Watson saying, nah, that's your opinion.
That's right.
not hearing you, Jeff.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right. So you want to hear a little...
not hearing you, Jeff.
No, that's your opinion.
Hey, it's come good. On. Could Sean Watson and Mark Few be the same person?
No, that's...
Come on.
Not hearing you, Jeff.
No, that's your opinion.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, that's great.
It is.
That's great, man.
It's great, man.
All right.
What else you got?
So, drop-off tournament.
Let's update it.
All right. Here's what happened in the drop-off tournament last week. The polls closed on Sunday.
Sunday.
And it was pretty fascinating stuff. The McKinney region, you had Scotch Frost in that tiebreaker. Remember, we had them do a runoff. Not enough people who like the Big Mac sack drop moved to that area in order to cast those votes. So Are You By Yourself did win 57% to 43% in the runoff election.
Okay.
Revolution Raps region, we had You Are On A Panel 66%. I felt like I smoked it 34%. So Nick Baugh does advance there. Also in the Revolution Raps region, MJ over LJ, pizza over hookah, 90% to 10%.
It's hard to, listen, MJ winning even off the court.
Yep. Beanery region, Bill Cosby, and your question is, falls to Matt Davison's yes, 65% to 35%. And we did have an upset. Chevy Equinox with the bucket seats was the number one overall seed. And it wound up losing.
You know, it's a cautionary tale of putting too much stock into getting hot right before the drop-off tournament.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Chevy
Equinox with the bucket seats?
Like, it was the hottest team heading in.
It was.
But
you know what it was? It was like Illinois.
Chevy Equinox with the bucket seats?
That's it. And people here are like, this is the best team. They can do it. Yeah, that's your opinion.
It's too bad we didn't do this one.
Yeah. Did she get naked into bucket seats? Just go to hubercollege.com and get naked into bucket seats.
Maybe that one would have won.
That might have done it. That one would have won. I'm not going to lie. I have voted on a couple of these. I don't know if I am allowed.
There's a huge conflict of interest, yes. But I'm fine with it.
You know, like you can't, you know, for all conference, you can't vote for yourself. So who would you vote for? I am not going to lie to you. I voted for over here on our right with Paul here.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
One of my favorite things ever
in
life.
It won 55% to 45%. So the four seed over the one.
I voted for it. I feel like it's a conflict of interest for me to vote. I don't vote on everyone, but I felt like, you know what? I want to support over here on the right with that, Paul, here. Because it's just incredible. It's incredible.
Well, we're down to the Elite Eight now, and this tournament will run past the NCAA tournament, which makes it great.
That's great, man.
So it's the Elite Eight.
Okay.
So here are your matchups.
It's exciting.
I'm not happy about that.
Music crap.
You're a clown.
What are you, 10?
What's going on, Bubba?
You obviously don't understand Nebraska football.
From Herdat Media, it's the 2021 Schick and Nick Show drop-off tournament.
Wonderful.
Today, it's the Elite Eight.
Wonderful.
The Cinderella story continues. with the number 4 seed in the Beanery region.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Taking on the number 2 seed, Matt Davison, with his response when being asked if Nebraska's going to win a national championship each of the next 10 years.
Yes!
Then in the Revolution Raps bracket, it's the number 1 seed, Michael Jordan, previewing his retirement.
I eat the pizza. All by myself. Nobody else eats. Eat the pizza.
Taking on the number 2 seed, Nick Baugh, screaming for no reason.
You are on a panel!
Then in the soybean region, the number 1 seed, Greg Sharp, with an updated slogan for Nebraska football.
I'm fed up. This is Big Red Football.
Taking on the number 2 seed, caller Chris, stumbling his way through an incorrect answer.
I forget the name of the team. I apologize. No, it wasn't Montana. It was Wyoming. I apologize.
Then in the McKinney region, it's the number 1 seed, Chancellor Ronnie Green, doing what all good chancellors do, asking himself a question and not knowing the answer.
Might that topic be revisited? I don't know.
Taking on the number 3 seed, Scott Frost, quizzing Mitch Sherman on his whereabouts.
Are you by yourself?
Follow the Schick and Nick Show on Twitter and cast your votes. It's the 2021 Schick and Nick Show drop-off tournament.
Catch the fever.
Whoa, hey.
Things are getting interesting
things
now.
Things are really things heating are, up.
Oof, oof, oof.
Let's be honest. You get to this stage of the tournament, there's not a weak drop in the field, my friend. Mm. Right?
All of those are worthy of being called champion, in my opinion.
They're all top 10 KenPom teams at this point. You know?
In my opinion, they are all championship caliber teams.
No, not hearing you, Jeff.
No, that's your opinion.
All right. All right.
I'm
so,
with you, Doug.
So, cast your votes. They'll be up there at some point today. Now, do you remember what we did years ago?
You remember
when we did the drop-off tournament?
Remember Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
You remember Jessica Rabbit?
The guy that drew Jessica Rabbit is who draws in Toy Story 5.
Michael, do you have a question about Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah. Did she get naked in the bucket seat? Did she go to hubacause.com and get naked in the bucket seat?
Michael, it's a cartoon, Michael.
Yeah, did she get naked in the bucket seat?
All right.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry. We used to
Ken
do...
Ken Volkman reviewing Roger Rabbit.
We used to have celebrities come in to preview the drop-off tournament.
That's right.
Did you like that? Did you like when we would do?
I thought it added some spice to it. I'm not going to lie to you. Made it feel big.
It did make it feel big. We do have someone to preview one of the matchups here. A couple of the matchups here. This one is the Revolution Raps, Michael Jordan versus you. And we had, do you remember? Andrews Pete. Do you remember Andrews Pete?
Yeah.
We had Andrews the Giant, right?
Yes.
Andrews Pete was a great offensive lineman for Stanford. We thought, as Nebraska media, he was coming to Nebraska because his brother, was that Todd Pete?
I think that sounds right. When Pete and Pete, Nickelodeon.
We thought we'd get him. We didn't. But we had Andrews the Giant on. So he wants to preview, so here we go.
Nick. Fans, it is I, your worst nightmare, Andrews the Giant. I was a highly touted offensive line recruit in the year 2011. Do you know why I was a five-star offensive line recruit? Because if anyone would line up across from me, I would pancake it. Bo Pelini and all of you stupid Husker fans thought that I would come to Nebraska and play football for you because my brother Todd played there. But I took all of your hopes and dreams, and you know what I did to them? That's right, I pancaked them. I went to Stanford and the NFL, and now your team is terrible. Then 10 years later, Schick and Nick invited me to preview a matchup in the drop-off tournament. So let's get to it. is the number four seed. You are on a panel versus number one seed. I ate the pizza. I was never on a panel, but I was on a bunch of offensive lines. Do you know what we did? We pancake people. The one seed comes from Michael Jordan explaining how he got food poisoning from eating a pizza in Utah. Chica and Nick thought that was very funny that one man would eat a pizza all by himself and no one else ate it. Eat the pizza. I don't understand what is so funny. When I am hungry for dinner, I eat three whole pizzas. Then I wash it down with 36 beers. I think the Chica and Nick lack empathy for the very large. And that's why I am picking him to move on to the final rounds. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time for my breakfast. And do you know what I'm having? Wrong, it is Eggs Benedict.
That is just, not only is it a great impression, it is witty, it is well done. Bravo, Andres.
So, the punchline at the end always was, do you know, it was pancake jokes throughout. Yep. And then at the end, what am I going to have for breakfast? And it was something else.
It was something else. Tremendous.
Eggs Benedict. Now, we have one more preview here. Okay. This is the McKinney region, Ronnie Green against Scott Frost. And we have a new impression here. Former governor of the state of California.
Yeah, okay. I am, of course, Arnold. Today we're going to have a conversation. It's going to be about the matchup in the drop-off tournament between Ronnie Green and Scott Frost. Ronnie Green is the chancellor of the University of Nebraska. And Scott Frost is their football coach. So these two know each other, and it's going to make for some very interesting competition. Ronnie Green is a one seed, and that means he's a very strong man. He has a lot of power. He's been spending a lot of time exercising his quadriceps and gaining strength in his pectoral muscles. Scott Frost needs to be ready to counter all of this power. Yeah, Ronnie Green is gonna tell us. I don't know if my topic is going to be revisited or not. But that's a lie. He did know. He did know his topic was going to be revisited. You knew it all along, Ronnie Green. It was a lie. Stop it. Stop lying to me. Yeah, and the next drop is from Scott Frost. He was talking to Mitch Sherman. And he said to him, where are you? And Mitch Sherman said, I'm in the press box. And he said, are you by yourself? And Mitch Sherman said, I don't know, I think there's some other people here. And Scott Frost said, oh, that's okay. And then I said, no, it's not okay. Because Mitch Sherman, you're not alone in the press box. There's a bomb in there. You've got to get out of there. Mitch Sherman, run! You got to get out of there! At any rate, that story is neither here nor there. Because Ronnie Green is going to win this matchup. And he will be moving on to the finals of the drop-off tournament, where he may win the crown and reign supreme over all the other drops for all the rest of 2021.
Whoa. Whoa.
It's almost too good.
I mean, whoa. Move over, Frank Caliendo. Wow.
The Mitch Sherman, I mean...
But he did know the topic would be revisited. He did know.
You did know it would be revisited.
He did know
his topic was going to be revisited. You knew it all along, Ronnie Green. It was a lie. Stop it. Stop lying to me.
Oh, that's the best part. Topic would be revisited. You did know.
He did know. He did know his topic was going to be revisited.
Oh. So good.
Wow.
So, well, I don't know who will have more celebrity previews, but there's that coming up.
Impressive.
Next week.
So, impressive.
Go online, follow us on Twitter, and make sure that you cast your votes for the drop-off tournament.
It's heating up.
By the way, I did see this.
We got
before we get out of here. I did hear. Did you hear the Gonzaga radio call with Adam Morrison and
them? I did.
I got to play that for you because it was unbelievable.
Leans in. The runner comes up short. Choosing the rebounds and puts it in. We're tied at 90. 3 seconds left. Here's Suggs the other way. Pull up three for the win.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Of the championship game.
Yeah!
He knocked it out from 40 at the buzzer.
Yes!
Yes!
The Bulldogs.
Wow.
Play for a national championship. Yeah!
Had to bring them all back. Had to bring them all.
Why do you do things like that?
Had to bring those guys all back. By the way, we were listening to you. We did ask for your votes. Do you want Bishop? Do you want Davison at the end of the pod? Bishop did win the voting.
Impressive.
But there were a lot of suggestions in there. So stay tuned. We hope we reached a good compromise. We will see you next week. This podcast is over.
I'm not happy about that.
Schick and Nick.
Yeah.
Schick and Nick.
Yeah.
The Schick and Nick Show.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Scott, can you hear me?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
A Huda Media Production.